Happy 4th of July, 2015. This is John Williams reaching out to our old friend Thomas Jefferson, President Jefferson. Are you there?
I am here, sir.
Happy Independence Day, sir.
Indeed, it all began when we let the little flame of liberty on the 4th of July, 1776, and we knew that this was one of the pivotal moments in the history of human freedom, but I am a little surprised that you still commemorate this holiday with as much national zeal as you do.
Why would that surprise you?
Because the tendency of things is for a revolution to create a moment of idealism and intensity of love of liberty and celebration. And then routine life sets in and people go back to their farms and they go back to their getting and spending and the routine business of life, and they begin to forget what was at stake in 1776. This tends to happen for all revolutions and all moments of national birth, that there is a period of great social intensity when it begins and celebration and joy. And then there's a move towards complacency and taking for granted the very thing that their forefathers fought so hard to create. I don't think you've quite done that.
Wait a minute, we haven't. Well, you know, it's interesting because on the one hand, we sure do enjoy and celebrate the 4th of July, the 3rd this year on the 4th, because the 4th falls on a Saturday and we want our day off. I think what we tend to do is celebrate the 4th, but I don't know that we step back and appreciate all that's come. You know, maybe we haven't done the things that you're suggesting we do.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say
I knew you were going to say
that
this.
The nation is going to celebrate the 4th of July on the 3rd of July?
I did.
Well, then what would be the point? The 4th of July is the actual date on which the Declaration of Independence, which I wrote, was adopted by the Continental Congress.
Right.
That's the day.
Yeah.
The 3rd of July is the day before the Declaration of Independence.
I understand.
Nothing
that
particular happened in Congress that day.
Well, but if we celebrated the 4th of July on the 4th this year, then we wouldn't get the day off. And so for the holiday, for the celebration, then you go ahead and give people an extra day off, and that would be on Friday the 3rd. Then we got that great three-day weekend. You could leave Thursday at 5 and not have to be anywhere till Monday at 8. It's a nice break.
So this is more about a holiday for you than about liberty.
Well, I'd like to think we could have our cake and eat it too, but if you ask me which was more important to people today, I would say having the three-day weekend,
The long weekend is now the standard of American patriotism.
Well, it's right up there, I'll tell you. We love to get out of town early on a Thursday if we can, head out to the lake, that sort of thing.
So how will you and I have been friends now for a long time, and we have talked about almost every subject from Haiti and the Lewis and Clark expedition and French wines, the Jay Treaty with Great Britain, and so on. How will you, my friend, observe the 4th of July?
Yeah, I choose not to answer that right now, but let me ask you this. How would you have me? How should we celebrate or remember the 4th of July? What should we do, President Jefferson?
I think that you should take some time in silence to think about what liberty means for your time and your family and your place, and ask yourself in what ways you are free and in what ways you are no longer free, and ask yourself if there is a path to greater freedom and what you would do with that freedom if you have it. Now, perhaps you're satisfied, and if you are, then it's time for celebration. But I would hope that in the course of the day, you would take out my Declaration of Independence and at least read the first few paragraphs of it and reflect upon it with your wife and your children and the people that you gather with you, because I know it sounds a little quaint and perhaps even corny for me to talk this way, but this was one of the greatest moments in the history of the planet Earth. And not because I wrote this document, but because the American people stood up for their sovereignty and declared independence from a superpower, from Great Britain, with the largest navy in the world and the largest army. And somehow, with our little ragtag guerrilla militia forces, we won our independence. And in doing so, we reset the clock of the world and brought in a new era in which liberty and justice and equality and opportunity and happiness would be the watchwords of civilization rather than subordination and servitude and superstition and so on. And so this is not a negligible moment in history, and it's also an American moment. You know, Christmas is not an American holiday. New Year's is not an American holiday. But the 4th of July is the quintessential American moment of the year. It should be on the 4th, not the 3rd. But be that as it may, I would hope that you, above all people, but all Americans, would stop at some point during the day to say something nearly miraculous occurred in July 4, 1776, all humanity is the beneficiary of that moment. And if we squander that or take it for granted or forget it while we are eating our bratwurst and drinking our beer, we have really failed to understand what is at stake in the history of human liberty. And I know that sounds heavily earnest and maybe even a little judgmental, but I feel it very deeply that this is America's contribution to life on the planet Earth, and we should not allow it merely to be a band and a firework.
I'm trying to think of what the staples are. Maybe a NASCAR event, beer and bratwurst, a baseball game, people at night gathering their blankets and going to parks and watching. This would help, you know, rockets in red air, the bombs bursting in air, we watch the fireworks, and maybe that reminds us of revolutionary battles. But I don't know anybody that gets out the Declaration and says we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Well, John, you are a leader who aspires to monarchy.
I think
you have a broad group
only
of friends.
The best kind.
You have a broad group of friends and admirers. I dare say, and I don't know this, but I dare say that you will not spend the 4th of July alone in a room. And so you, above all people, could say, folks, please put down your marshmallows on a stick for a moment. I, John Williams, would like to say 3 minutes worth about what is at stake in the liberty of the world and the place that Mr. Jefferson and the United States played in that. And I think if you did that, people would tolerate that, and they might even say, you know what, this was the best 4th of July I ever saw.
You make a good case. Two quick questions for you. When you wrote those words, did you think they would resonate? I mean, you said you were a little surprised that we continue to celebrate the 4th of July, that we would have maybe by now moved on with our lives, but you must have had a sense of history when you wrote those 35 most famous words.
I had a sense of history, of course, when we declared independence, and I believe that this truly would be the line of demarcation. You know, your calendar says BC and AD, but it would not have surprised me if at some future time the calendar was before July 4th, 1776, and after July 4th, 1776. That's how monumental I believe this moment was. As to the Declaration of Independence, I knew that it was a well-written document and that I had argued with a sort of muscular firmness for the natural rights of the American people, but nothing whatsoever could have convinced me that this document would become as famous as it has become. Hmm. I assumed that it was an important document, like the Treaty of Paris of 1783 or the Jay Treaty of 1794. These things happen. Legal papers occur in societies like ours. And I did my best to make it memorable, but nobody could have predicted that it would achieve the fame that it has in your time. If you ask the American people what's the most important document in American history, they probably would say the Declaration of Independence. And those who didn't say that would say the Constitution of the United States, which would have been impossible without the Declaration of Independence. But I think the Declaration is America's sacred document, and I had the chance to write it. I did absolutely the best job in writing it that I could, but nobody, not even John Adams, would have thought that this piece of paper would attain the mythological status and centrality that it has in the course of your history. I'm very proud of that, but I don't think that the Declaration of Independence is as important as the fact of declaring independence.
Yeah, but humor me. Give me the first paragraph, or if I'm going to gather everybody around and say, all right, guys, put down your beer and brats. I got something I want to say. What would I say?
I would quote the 35 words, which I regard as the most important words in the English language. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Play ball. Yeah, that's beautiful. Listen, I'm going to take you up on that. And as I bid you adieu this time, President Jefferson, it's kind of weird. I mean, if it were your birthday, I would say happy birthday. I'm speaking to you on the anniversary of your death, correct?
Yes, you are. The 4th of July, 1826, I was 83 years old, and it was the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Did you hang on for that?
I did. I was dying for several days before that. I had been in some sense dying for several months, and I very much wanted to hang on until the 4th of July. And the last words that I mumbled were, "Is it the 4th?" But also, I was mumbling, coming in and out of a coma, about getting the committees of correspondence active. You know, we were sending riders from state to state so we could stay in touch with each other in an age when there was no other means of communication. And I had been one of the fathers of the committees of correspondence. And in my delirium, I was saying, we must alert the committees of correspondence. So I was hearkening back in a very visceral way to that peak experience of my life and the peak experience of the life of my time, the day in which we did that amazing thing, which was to say, we no longer will accept being a colonial subordinate of the most powerful nation in the world without really knowing how we're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
Or having the wherewithal to fight for independence. We do nevertheless declare ourselves to be a free and independent republic.
All right, everybody, put down your beer and brats. I got something to say.
I'd like a report next week of whether you were showered with beer cans or celebrated as the greatest patriot of America.